Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Hollywood Phonies, a podcast where fake movies from real movies become real movies from fake movie makers. My name's Ben Vanel.
I'm Tommy Dasilo.
And I'm Adam Knox. The year is 1997, and director Steven Spielberg has finally unleashed the sequel to one of the most popular films of all time, The Lost World, Jurassic Park. No longer contained to a single island, the climax of the film features a Tyrannosaurus Rex destroying a bustling metropolis, including a local video store.
As the T-Rex smashes through the shelves, we see a series of posters for fake movies that are available to rent. Tom Hanks in Tsunami Sunrise, Arnold Schwarzenegger in King Lear, and Robin Williams in Jack and the Benstacks, a play on 1996's Williams vehicle, Jack.
He's a normal kid.
I'm telling you, he's our age, but he looks 40.
He just ages four times faster.
So I'm big for my age.
And he's the biggest thing that ever hit the fifth grade.
How old are you?
10.
A 10-year-old doesn't change.
Old Spielberg is having a good laugh here by lampooning the careers of some of his famous colleagues. But what joke is he trying to make in the case of Jack and the Benstacks? Is this a sequel to Jack or an alternate reality version of Jack? And who are these mysterious Benstacks? We'll answer all of these questions and more in today's
Hollywood Phonies.
She looks beautiful.
Jack and the Beanstalk? You've got it wrong. It's no Beanstalk. That's a Benstack.
Now that sounds like a stupid joke you would make just to say the wrong word.
Benstack?
Right?
I reckon. I would hope to think that I could come up with something a little more Beanstalky than Benstack.
Yes.
But it's like...
Like being a stork? I have been a stork. I didn't care for it. The hours were too long, delivering babies around the clock and so on. That sort of thing.
But it's like the internet doggo meme version of Beanstalk.
Oh, sure. Millennials call a Beanstalk a Benstack.
Yeah, exactly.
A ghost burps.
Yeah.
My popo climbed up the Benstack. No.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yes, I think we all initially just assumed that this was a poster for Jack and the Beanstalk.
Up until half an hour ago.
Yeah. We hadn't really, I guess, zoomed in on the image, but...
Why we thought you? That was the joke that Spielberg was making. Jack has come out the year before The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Yep. Or same year even, maybe, but around the same time.
So he's making a little joke about Robin Williams. What if the film Jack instead was Jack and the Beanstalk? So our big question was, would this Jack and the Beanstalk version of this film from The Lost World Jurassic Park be a sequel to Jack, or does this exist in place of Jack? But now, I think we still have those questions.
Yeah.
But now we also have to answer the question of who is this Benstack family?
Yeah.
And yes, because it is Behnstack, one word.
Yeah.
It is a surname. It's not Benjamin Stack.
No.
It is the Benstacks.
It's not, it's like half looks German, Behn.
Yeah.
Could be the start of a German name, but Stack. It's got a CK. It would be a CH in German.
Oh, shit.
So it's not a German name.
I took it for whatever reason to be a Jewish name. I don't know much about history, but I think it's either ancient Egyptian or Jewish, the two that I know.
Well, yeah, one of them had the other ones as prisoners and they ran away. Those are the two civilizations you know.
Changing the last H in the name to the K in the process. To fly under the radar. No, those aren't the Benstacks we're looking for. They were with an H. This one's completely different. I think they're just called the Beanstalks from a distance. I haven't looked close.
Ah, nice normal Egyptian name.
Yeah. Ah, dog, dog, wolf.
Yes.
Which is just a capital dog. I meant to say I or
capital
something.
Dog.
Capital dog. Capital dog.
I'd love to get the opportunity to interview Spielberg and just be like, what were you going for with this?
Actually,
the angle here.
Yeah. Maybe West Side Story, great. Someone else already made the movie, so you wasted your time, mate. But tell me about this.
Yeah.
This Jack and the Beanstalk.
A movie no one made.
Yeah.
We'd love to know more about that.
Who knows? Maybe if he wins the Oscar for West Side Story, he'll get up in his acceptance speech.
And he's
going, now look. A lot of people have been asking me over the course of my career
what
is going on with Jack and the Beanstalks. But at the time of recording, that has not happened yet. Probably by the time people are listening to this, or a lot of people are listening to this, it will have happened.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it'll be about to happen. But we are here today to solve the mystery of this fake movie poster.
Yes.
And in attempting to do this, we've done something we've not done on this show before. We've all done a little bit of research.
Yes.
We sat down and we watched the film Jack.
Because
if we decide that what we're coming up with is a sequel, then we have to know what happened in the original. I had not seen it since I was a child.
Yeah, same.
And would have been fine to keep it that way, honestly.
Yep.
It's a overly sentimental movie where nothing really happens at all.
Mm-hmm. I also had not seen it since I was a child, but weirdly enough, when I did see it as a child, it was R-rated when it came out. Not a lot of people know that. But I got to get into the theater really easily because I looked like a man because I was standing on the shoulders of another child under a trench coat underneath me. And that man had a strange aging disorder. Anyway.
And you went into a porno theater and watched a different movie called Jack.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
that's a good alternate reality version of the film Jack, where this woman gives birth to two children in a trench coat.
Just twins, yeah. They're like, huh, this is one big kid.
That kid's long.
Yeah.
Face of a baby, but a little tall as a man, so I don't know what to think.
There's a few things in the film, Jack, that like kind of I found funny, but also sort of bothered me in the reality of the film.
Mm.
So Jack is born, and the doctors quickly work out that he's got this thing where his cells are accelerating very rapidly.
Four times the speed of a normal person.
Yeah, right. He's extremely premature, and they're very worried, but then,
he's fine.
Looks like a normal baby.
Regular tot.
Yeah.
So by the time he's 10, he looks 40.
Yeah.
And so
by the time he's 20, he looks 80.
Yeah.
By the time he's 30.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
120. And he does figure that out and get afraid of his own mortality because, like, life itself is a terminal disease, man.
Yeah.
So you see his childhood bedroom and he has, like, a little child's single bed.
Yeah.
Which it's like, why don't his parents just give him a big bed? It's like, mentally he's 10, but it's like, he doesn't fit in this bed.
I suppose so.
It's like, this is so cruel.
I could see his big thing is that his big thing is his size, but then his big thing mentally,
his big thing.
He wants good for him. Lucky kid. He wants to be normal, so maybe he refused a bigger bed.
Well, then when he gets to school, one of the first things that happens to him is he sits in one of the children's desks and the chair breaks.
And everyone,
which again, surely the school saw this coming. Get
everyone
an actual
there.
Chair for him.
The principal, everybody is there to meet him. They know about this.
Yeah.
Right,
they know
he's
coming. And they're like, not only should we get him the smallest chair, let's build it out of balsa wood.
Yeah.
This guy's 40.
Let's make
he'll
this
get
like
it.
Ready for a stage fall.
Yeah.
They're going to half cut the legs.
And also in that scene, there is an actual regular sized chair just in the corner.
Yeah. Right.
Not even being used.
Yeah.
It's very weird. But so, famously poorly received movie, I think.
Well, it's in extremely poor taste because the real disease is fucked.
Is there a quad aging disease?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
I assume they just completely invented this.
It's called Werner's syndrome or something like
that.
It was discovered in like the early 20th century. But the thing is like those people who have that affliction don't grow tall. Like they stay small. They often have a lot of physical disabilities in addition to it.
Right.
They get like, they're really, what's the word? Like immunocompromised.
Okay.
Like they often get really bad cancer quite young. Like they don't survive very long.
Maybe that's what Jack and the Beanstalk is about.
But it was like, this is like a shitty way to cartoonize this real disease.
Well, they'd be aware of that, but they're pretending that doesn't exist.
Because
they're never mentioning it. It's just like, it just functions how we want it to function.
At certain points of the movie, they're speeding up the clouds to imply that Robin Williams is in fast motion. It's a weird movie. It's shit. Bill Cosby's in it, which sucks.
Francis
Ford Coppola directed it, I'd forgotten.
Yes.
This is the first big thing that I think plays into what we're doing here today. Is Francis Ford Coppola... Well, first of all, we need to work out, do we think that this exists in place of Jack, or do we think it's a sequel? And then both of those questions, is Francis Ford Coppola involved?
Mm. I'm going to say that in terms of sequel, it is not a sequel. Because on the poster, Robin Williams looks his default age at the time.
Okay, he does. Oh, because at the end of number one, we do see him as a as an 80-something looking man at his
college
graduation.
Yeah.
He's 17 in real life.
Yep.
Oh, it's high school graduation.
In real life.
In the real life of the character Jack.
He's 17, but he looks, he's like
17
bald
times
and
grey
hair and wrinkly. Yeah. And,
as we
so
all
34.
Know.
Yeah.
So
I'm 35, thank you.
I was looping myself in there too.
So it's regular, but here's the thing. On the poster, it is Robin Williams holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different people in his hand and arm. There's a baby. Oh, maybe 8. There might be 2 babies.
Okay.
It could be one baby in 2 different coats.
Or like it could be. Or like a Hydra baby.
Yeah.
One pair of legs to toddle around on, but 2 heads.
So here's the thing, right?
So I think he's giant is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yes. So
he can't be Jack. Because Jack is not a giant in the Jack and the Beanstalk story.
Right.
Jack is
maybe
the normal-sized person.
Then maybe it's not a sequel to Jack, the Robin Williams feel-good comedy. I don't know if you feel good, feel average. Maybe it is a sequel to Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, Jack has gone back up there. Mm. I know he chops the beanstalk down, but you can get more beans.
Maybe another one grew.
Yep. Maybe it grew.
Yeah.
It could have done. Yeah. Baby Yoda, I call him still. But maybe he's climbed back up there and whatever is in the clouds has turned him into a giant.
Oh.
And so it is a
okay.
sequel to the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale.
I think
he doesn't have to be Jack.
No, one of these kids could be Jack.
Totally, yeah.
Jack and the Beanstalks and the Giant.
And then the Giants there, yeah.
I think potentially it's riffing on what you're saying. It's sort of a follow-on from the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale where he's gone and he's done all that, Robin Williams as Jack. He's gone up into the clouds, giant, chopped it down, and then he's back on solid ground, on Earth, at his home, and then he discovers in the sequel a series of smaller little people.
Oh, it's
living
like a fractal.
Near his house. So now he's the giant. The giant that he took down in the original fairy tale. Now he's like, oh, I understand now.
Wow.
I understand what that giant was going through because these little bastards, they're driving me up the bloody wall.
Yeah,
they
keep trying to steal my goose.
Yeah.
Leave my goose alone.
Yep.
What's that smell? Oh, I don't like it. Doesn't smell good. Doesn't smell like a Scotsman.
No.
Like a good smell.
No.
It smells like blood.
Yeah.
I can smell blood in my house. Disgusting.
Yeah. Someone from the UK, but not Scotland, not Wales.
No. I don't think they're Northern Irish.
Mm.
That's a fucking pom.
That's
right
the blood
there.
Of an Englishman.
I got a pom-pom right there.
Let me get closer to the blood.
Who are you? Come on, you want some?
That's great.
All right, Jack.
All right, Jack. Hey, up.
The blood's talking.
Mate. Yeah, putting the drop of blood on the little slide and then getting the microscope out and zooming right in.
What are you looking at?
The Barmy Army.
Yeah. Get a load of you, four eyes. All right, goggles. What's up? Maybe. Here's
tastes
the other
like,
option.
Tastes like warm beer. Oh. Ah, it's an Englishman.
If we're living in sequel town for this movie.
Yeah, what do we reckon? We reckon it's a sequel to just the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk.
It may be a sequel to Jack starring Robin Williams. At the end of the film, Jack, the parents have had another kid, little daughter.
That's very true.
Maybe they've had another kid after that. They're still young parents.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, phew, you know, our elderly son is dead. That sucks. And we hate it.
Yeah. Phew, but it sucks.
We had another kid and this kid doesn't have the aging disease. But then they find out this kid is growing at 4 times the rate.
Because this is what's not addressed in the film of Jack. They're there at the graduation and they've got like a 3, 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But what's never addressed, it's like, is this a normal baby or did she give birth yesterday?
She's right. fallen asleep right. during the baby has fallen asleep during the speech. Right.
Seems yeah. to indicate why it's a normal baby.
I
newborn.
Think it's just a regular yeah. kid because yeah. they, fetus. Yeah. they have a chat during the movie where they're like, we were meant to have more kids by now and Jack yeah, fucked right. all that.
This big hairy old man really up. Fucked our whole yeah. life up.
He can but, do a bunch of great voices yeah. though. So.
He's always walking around pretending to be a priest. It's fucking weird.
There is funny little bits
I
in it
I think he stole one of my jokes the other day.
He does little bits of like Robin Williams. He can't help himself. Yeah. He has a few Robin Williamses in there, and it's like, there's no way a 10-year-old's doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. 10-year-old doesn't know about fucking Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
But so
okay, I don't yeah, mind
maybe,
this.
Maybe it's a future kid. That's why it looks like Robin Williams again. Same yeah. family.
Yeah.
But growing it 10 times, which would mean it needs to be 40 years after Jack, which would put the film in 2043.
Okay,
because we jump 7 years after the 1996 of Jack
right.
to 2003.
Yes,
when at that graduation, a bunch of people are dressed like fucking Blossom, like 1991. Yeah. Blossom was the thing my girlfriend noticed because I'd forgotten about Blossom because they're a year older than me and still have that yeah. memory.
I don't know how that works.
I'm so glad that you did the same thing as me, putting your relationship on the line by forcing your partner to watch this god awful movie with you.
Sat down willingly.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I had to fight. I was like, I have to do this for the pod. I'm happy to go do it in another room, but I'm watching it tonight in one way or the other. And she's like, okay.
Well, I said I'm going to go in the other room for Jack. And then she was like, no, stay here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do some mutual Jack.
Help out, yeah. She did ask if they made another movie called Jill and then kicked me until I laughed.
That's not bad.
The feel yeah. for Mel Rupert. But so, maybe it's a sequel, but it's another kid, but the kid
I
grows.
Love this. And the family, yeah, unfortunately, has a series of genetic
right.
mix-ups. I don't know what the daughter could have. Maybe she's a telepath.
Yeah. Right? Maybe she's fucking...
Or she can go on fire.
Yeah, okay. It's a Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But Diane Lane, who you've got to assume every time is in a movie, someone forgot the name of Diane Keaton. That's right. the wrong person.
Yes. Yes. But I would say Diane Keaton turned this role down.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Can I ask, though? I love this track that we're on.
Anyway, yeah.
But
the X-Men.
But
track.
We've got Robin Williams is on the poster.
Yeah.
We've got it.
He's playing the giant.
Yeah, he's playing the youngest. Of the siblings.
The siblings look similar because they're from the same family.
Right, yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So he's dead as Jack.
He's dead as Jack.
At the start of this movie, Jack dies, maybe, something yep. like that. Then okay. they have the other kid, but then, whoa, huge kid.
New
Diane
kid.
Lane bursts apart during...
Oh,
so
I guess so,
it's skipped a generation.
He punches his way out of her.
It's skipped a generation.
Or maybe the daughter has some sort of other...
I think the daughter has a power of invisibility.
Matilda sort of telepath stuff, I don't mind.
Maybe the daughter's a Matilda.
I kind of like the idea that they have the second kid and they go, it hasn't happened again, we're safe. That was a one and done. And then they have another kid that has... Turbo Jack disease, and also looks like Jack as well.
Maybe
like,
it's only in the.
We thought we were safe.
Maybe it's only in the Y chromosome.
Mm.
That's what the doctors say for some bullshit at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so we could do that. Either the fairy tale, and I think in that case, the movie Jack doesn't exist in the Lost World Jurassic Park world.
Yeah.
Or
because it's in that case, it's Spielberg being like, "Hey, Frankie, I bet you wish you'd done Jack and the Ben Stacks, not Jack."
I forgot about the Ben Stacks.
Yeah,
the Ben Stacks family has to be in it, and I do think we have to have some because the title is riffing on the idea of Jack and the Beanstalk, so we can't just kind of pretend
giant.
That doesn't exist.
Jack's a giant.
All right.
And the family is called the Ben Stacks.
All right.
They've certainly not worked. Backwards from Beanstalk to Benstalk.
Yeah. So this family of eight.
It's a lot.
Who are they? What are they doing?
Yeah.
How are they interacting with our titular Jack 2?
So in the poster, I'll describe each of the kids. Well, okay. So there's one older woman, mother age, with her arms around, some of the kids.
Her favourites.
I guess so. Well, some are in the hand and then there's like some other in the bush which are only worth half as much.
All right, so...
But on the arm of the hairy Robin Williams arm.
Yep.
So...
My God, he was hairy.
He was a hirsute man.
Hairy man.
Yeah.
So you've got in the hand that, the sort of mum with like a puffer jacket on. You've got a kid with kind of big ears and a black sort of bowl cut.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a goofy looking dorky little kid with glasses and brown hair with like a center part.
Yep. That was me. That was me aged eight.
Yep. two little baby, like a very little baby and then sort of a medium baby,
mm-hmm.
or a small old man. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
And then you've got three other people sitting on the arm. There's like a sort of teenage girl. There's a maybe 13-year-old boy in a red jumper.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a little black kid up the back who they like have a, there as well in the crevice. I think that's just one person.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams has a giant watch on.
Oh, yeah.
As well, on his wrist.
Yep.
Which is...
I guess that'll come into play.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So we got a whole bunch of... And if they're all the Ben Stacks,
yep.
that seems as though it's like sort of a... Maybe an adoptive family, because they're all quite different ages, but then also some of them are similar ages.
Yeah.
So like, and there's only one mother...
Yeah.
When normally in a family, there's two.
Yeah, of course. Maybe.
Maybe.
They are a family. So, yeah, maybe she's a foster mum.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Well, Jack's mum certainly. Sorry, Jack Jr.
So this is New Jack.
This is New Jack City.
Okay.
Yep.
New Jack City.
Jack 2.
Jack 2.
Jack 2's mum, I think, probably did die during childbirth, right?
If she's given birth to a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the opening of the film.
And then the dad, I think the dad has to kill himself out of grief.
He gets killed by, like, debris. He gets, like, a bone goes through his head or something.
Okay,
and
okay.
then the blood
so
from that
giant.
Spells out Jack on the screen.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's great.
So he's born giant.
He's born bigger than normal, but, like, maybe not, like, already the size of a building, which he gets to. But
right.
he's, like,
you maybe
know,
adult-sized or
quad
something?
Quad bike kind of thing. Yeah. Like, yeah,
he's size of a quad bike.
No, I like the idea that we really challenge ourselves with the special effects here.
Okay.
And him being born is, like, all the clowns piling out of the clown car. It's just, like, this giant just emerging out of this woman that's, like, how did this thing, how did he fit in there?
Does that happen when Freddy got fingered? Am I imagining that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. I think you are imagining it. But yeah,
well,
maybe he comes out sort of adult
of the backwards sized, man.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't explode, but she does die. She's like, "Oh, I didn't make it through that."
Maybe even of old age.
Beautiful last words.
Yeah. So
I didn't make it through that.
Also, he goes off to an orphanage, you're thinking maybe.
He gets adopted by Mother Ben Stacks.
Ah, so Jack is a Ben Stack.
Yes.
That's
joins the family, like Harry and the Hendersons.
The Ben Stacks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I don't mind. I mean, it's horrific. And so the mum and the dad both die at the start of family movie Jack and the Ben Stacks.
I'd still love her to be fucking just obliterated by ink.
It's a hell of an opening.
It doesn't make
and
any
it's a,
difference
it was
to
a
the
hell
story,
of an opening.
But it's really attention grabbing. Like,
yeah. Maybe it's more of a exploitation flick than a family film.
Well, because Francis Ford Coppola got a bit of feedback after Jack, and like, you're not very good. It's too saccharine. It's really sweet.
It's really like a baby's film.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, motherfucker. Here comes, Bram Stoker's Dracula 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember Godfather?
Yeah. Yep. That's me still.
Yeah.
This is him getting his rep back on track from taking a big hit after Jack.
Yes.
Right. Also, this is literally a year after.
Yeah.
Like, he turns this around. He's like, he's in the edit suite and he's like, nothing can save this. I've really fucked it.
Yeah.
You know what? We're rolling on the sequel tomorrow before number one's even come out.
Yeah.
Call down Diane Lane, get her to just have one day free. We're going to blow her up.
Yeah.
Whatever the name of the dad was, he's there too. Bone shard through the head.
Yeah.
Jack gets shipped off in the first scene.
Sort of like King Kong.
Yeah. To
or a T-Rex.
Okay. Yeah. And then maybe Mrs. Ben Stack here.
Yes.
All of these kids... freaks.
Yeah. Okay. She's like Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
And Jack and the Ben Stacks maybe is the name of like their touring show or
right.
something.
Okay. She's exploiting them, do you think? Maybe?
She's a ringmaster.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
We're
so
leaning
Jack's the main
into.
Attraction.
So,
yeah.
Kind of talking at the start about how the movie Jack is. In poor taste.
Yes.
We're leaning into a freak show aspect of this second
I think so,
one.
That's what Francis Ford Coppola thinks people's issue with it was.
Right.
Wasn't...
That it wasn't in poor enough taste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't go hard enough.
What are these seven freaks' issue?
Well, let's get our start of the film set. So it's, fade from black up to... or maybe cut to a nurse walking down in the corridor of a hospital, right?
Sure.
We hear She's like, I'm walking along. Where's the Jack woman?
Yeah.
And then she goes in, and the belly's huge, right? The belly has to be massive.
Yeah, the belly's bigger than her.
Oh, okay.
The belly's bigger than the rest of her. Yeah.
We could even have, if we're in a hospital, go from original Jack dying first, and he's talking to his dad. Mm-hmm. Pan out, follow the dad down the hall to where his wife is currently giving birth to new Jack.
Oh my god.
Just and to this tie is the all, two together.
A big one shot.
Yeah.
Big impressive one shot.
Entire film is one shot.
Mm. Well.
So we show
Russian Jack.
Yeah. New Jack's, old Jack's dead. Down. Jack's
go
mom.
From what's the hospice to the maternity ward.
Yes. Right. They're next to each other for some reason.
Yeah.
Like a recycle kind of thing, a new recycle. Life, whatever. Some sort of hippie version.
But we just have him in the same room. We have the dad teary fell out of Jack and he's on like an office chair.
Oh sure.
Jack dies, he just like swivels around and he's
not much of a one shot then.
Still one shot.
Yeah. And so you've got like a giant belly and she's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Giant
the daughter is there, I guess, right? Sitting in the corner.
Yep.
Observing the birth.
Yep.
And so she...
checking it out.
Giant Jack punches his way out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like accidentally.
Big hairy
out.
Fist comes out.
And then...
How is he riffing on the way out? Oh, I'm being born. Oh, I'm a big baby. Oh, I'm a giant. Oh, fee fi fo fum.
Oh, I'm the clumsiest man at the tomato festival. That's why I'm covered in red. Oh.
Because he's... All right. So that's coming. Because as much as we said Robin Williams cut, there's little glimmers of it in Jack. There's not enough of
this
it.
This is getting turned around so quick as well that the script's kind of half done. So Robin Williams has a lot of room
improving
to improvise.
A lot.
Sure. It's more of a Christopher Guest style.
So he's coming out and Diane Lane dies.
Yep.
And maybe then... Like, so we take him. He's also got the aging thing, but he just ages to 40 and then he stops.
Yeah.
But he's giant.
I think he could just be giant and we can skip forward in time.
We can skip forward in time because what might be fun to happen then, the sister, right? She's maybe six, something like that at this point. She's seen that happen. She's old enough that she remembers that forever. And like we've established, this sister also has a power, like the power of aging and the power of growing.
I would love her to have a power,
And what if the story
is... But it's latent. They don't know about it until Jack Jr. is born.
And so Jack Jr. comes out.
Yep.
He gets shipped off to this orphanage with the Benstacks. Yep. All good. He grows up with them.
Skull Island Orphanage.
Later on, you find out that the sister has been harboring a grudge against him forever and is out for revenge.
That's what... Sister as the villain.
Yes.
Oh. And maybe her power, she doesn't discover it until late in the piece.
Her name is Jill.
Okay. Great.
So they had
these parents suck.
Two Jacks and a Jill.
Yeah.
They're
the devil's threesome.
So I don't mind that. And then so he gets attached to this group of X-Men.
Yeah.
And then, but then there's the other X-Men who's his sister, which he doesn't know that for the most of the time.
Yeah.
So we're thinking he's...
I would say someone with superpowers is after him and he only finds out at the end that it's his sister.
Right. Yep. Okay. So he's off at the orphanage.
Yep.
No one wants him. No one wants a giant.
Right.
All of a sudden this
It's that old adage.
No one wants a giant.
How am I going to feed this guy? It's like a bloody elephant over here.
Mrs. Benstack.
Rodney Dangerfield works with... He's Mrs. Benstack's butler.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Whoa. Hey. Another one, huh? I knew you had a lot of mouths to feed, but that's a lot of mouth to feed.
It's insane that it's taken us five episodes of this podcast to cast Rodney Dangerfield in something. It's amazing that didn't happen ep one.
I feel like Jack and the Benstacks is the perfect
It is the perfect vehicle.
Yeah.
So he's at the orphanage. No one wants him. All of a sudden, this woman, Mrs. Benstacks, comes along.
Yes.
And she wants to adopt him. The orphanage staff at Skull Island Orphanage, they're just like... Really? Mm. And then there's all these like little cute kids that we've sort of seen a little bit in what we've setting up the orphanage where
she's as we've
not interested.
A couple of scenes of checking in with Robin Williams as he's growing to be a giant.
And he's playing hide and seek as a kid, but like he's, you know, very visible behind the tree. Because just quickly to reestablish, he's a giant.
He's a big giant man. Yeah.
He's a big lad.
I love the scene. I don't know why I've jumped to this, but when Mrs. Benstacks turns up, she rolls up in like a vintage Rolls Royce Rodney Dangerfield like opens the door for her and they're like, okay, please come in, madam, come in. Would you like to adopt a child? And then, she goes all over the other little kids.
Not me, I just date. Oh.
So yeah, Jack's in the middle of playing hide and seek. He's hiding behind Mount Fuji. So he comes back into the orphanage because they have to all be there when a prospective new adoptive parent.
It's like
turns
a prison headcount,
right? Yeah. And he's been through this a million times. He's not going to get picked. And then
nah.
Blow me down with a feather. Mrs. Ben Stacks wants. She's like him.
Yeah.
I'm adopting him.
And maybe
the staff are all like, really?
That guy? But he's a giant freak.
What if, like, maybe...
That dude?
Maybe one of these other kids she's adopting at the same time, or a different parent is adopting a different kid.
Yeah.
So that you've got that kid packing their little suitcase,
right,
going to the cupboard, grabbing a clothing right thing, putting it in a suitcase, and then you've got Robin Williams just taking the cupboard. He brings the whole wardrobe with him. And that's his suitcase. He picks it up.
Yep.
There's going to be lots of shit like that
yep
the whole way through, where he's brushing his teeth with a telephone pole and whatever. Right.
Yes. In the setup, he's playing frisbee with Clifford the Big Red Dog. Yeah. With a little cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for that shot, you're like, wait, he's back to normal size. And then you realize, oh, it's also a big dog.
I think that should be the post-credit scene, honestly. Teasing a sequel, him and Clifford.
The crossover. Yeah.
That's too good of an idea to just put in this
just
movie.
Just waste in a little montage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Ben Stacks.
Mrs. Ben Stack. Is it Ben Stack or is her name Ben Stacks?
Jack and the Ben Stacks. I guess it's Ben Stack.
It's
right?
Ben Stack. I can't stop saying the plural. I don't know.
That's all right. Mrs. Ben Stack is like, yeah, give me Jack. And everyone's like, what the fuck? You always pick the weirdest kids. Then she takes him back. They drive that Rolls Royce onto like seemingly a normal suburban house.
Yeah.
The driveway of that. And then the driveway sinks down into the ground.
Yes.
And there's like a big underground sort of fucking back cave for all these.
Basement floor, women's wear. Oh, he's done this a million times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every new kid who's come back, he's like, oh, I thought this one might be the one to laugh.
Take me back to the fucking orphanage.
But then Robin Williams does. He goes, ho, 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 ho.
Right. He loves
it. Rodney's like, hey, this kid's all right.
Hang on, how are they?
This kid gets it.
Yeah.
How are they transporting this giant man in the back of the Rolls Royce?
Good question.
I guess, okay, so the Rolls Royce drives away and then there's just a fucking semi-trailer behind.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he sits on the top of it and he's like, wee.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Yeah, because there's...
How big is he right now?
He's about as big as a semi-trailer, I reckon. That's not a bad, not a bad go, but I think he's still growing, right? He's in an orphanage. He's still a kid.
Yeah.
Mm. So he has to live under the ground because there's no way the house can contain him.
Yeah, but what would she have an underground lair?
Like a facility. It's not so much a lair
it's
as like a
It's probably better if they're
facility
above ground, though, because, yeah, he is so huge.
I reckon we go straight to the circus. So
I forgot that we were doing a circus and not just X-Men.
Yeah, I think the cover is it's a circus. Right, they're sideshows.
But they're actually
freaks.
And they travel to different cities where there are crimes to solve as the circus.
Yes.
It's like the opposite of the murderers that normally do that to murder.
Yep. Yes.
So they don't get suspected. They're solving the murderers that a circus just in front of them is always committing. Every time they go to a town. Okay.
I think Jack is, he's very excited because he thinks like, you know, he's had this horrific birth and he's been living in this
orphanage.
Most
people do, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's thinking, here it is, a normal life, a family who love me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's being transported. Rolls Royce is dragging, like, I guess like a modified version of those things that they transport horses around.
Right.
Like.
Sure, yeah,
one
yeah
of those big ones.
He's got blinkers on the side of his.
Yeah. And he's like imagining a, you know, himself with like a nice normal home life. Mm-hmm. And then just over the horizon, he sees the big top.
Yeah.
And he's like, he doesn't, this is
he just calls it the top.
The small top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he's upset by this.
Yeah,
I think so.
Or he's like, hey, the circus, can we go? She's like,
we can go. We can go every day. Yeah. Once you check into the circus, you can never check out.
Sure. So he gets there. It's the 90s, so there's still animals at the circus.
Right.
Yep.
The elephant goes past. And
he's like, oh, a little mouse.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite get it. Yeah. He hasn't fully comprehended it.
He's big, he's a child, and he's an idiot.
Yeah. Also, an elephant would not be the size of a mouse to him. It'd be more like a dog.
The scale is changing every time we mention him.
Yeah, and I think that should happen in the movie.
The film.
Yeah, very bad continuity.
It's impossible to tell what size he is at
There's
any
a
point.
Shot where he's more visible from space than the Great Wall of China.
Of course.
And then there's another shot where he's just like slightly above.
He's
like
ducks under a
building.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so he's joined the circus, the Ben Stack Circus.
Yep. Madame Bensnack is the ringmaster.
Yes. Do you want to cast this?
Well, she's kind of got a face already in the poster. I would say she maybe looks a bit like Frances McDormand, someone like that.
Okay.
And that was, she was doing like Madeline and shit around this time. So she's looking for work.
What year is this, sorry? 96?
90, well, Jack was 96, I think, so maybe there's 97.
This is Lost around World is 97.
Fargo, right? So she's pregnant in Fargo, so she would be mum age.
Okay.
She'd be mum age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of the look that this person has on the poster.
And Jack hasn't come out when this goes into production. So you're getting reports like, hey, Francis Ford Coppola's making this like crazy movies off the back of Dracula.
Yep. He's doing a Godfather part one, part two thing again, yeah, where the second one's coming out pretty quick after.
Yeah.
So like this might
be
the shit.
We might get Pacino. Frankie McDormand's like, I've always wanted to work with him.
We should have Pacino in here somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, you owe me a favor, Al. I got you an Oscar, brother.
He he's like just a random guy on the street later when like Jack's walking down the street.
Okay.
And he gets his toe stood on. He goes, hooah!
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Jack walks away. He's like, that's a huge ass!
Yeah.
And
does
10 different catchphrases.
He just does his own quotes.
Attica!
Yeah.
Like that. He's just starts screaming in the street. And then all of the kids we can't really cast because they'd be kids. You know, actors always when you're a kid.
Well, we could
cast every child actor we know.
But this is 97, so we're like, who's, you know what I mean?
So retrospectively, they're famous now, but this was their first movie.
Jake Lloyd from Phantom Menace. He's in that 2 years after this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Haley Joel Osment, Sixth Sense is around this time.
Daniel Radcliffe would be like seven.
Yeah, he can be one of the younger ones.
I think maybe someone off of Melrose Place or some shit like that for the older girl.
Oh, yeah, sitcoms. One of the Olsen twins?
As
one of the older girl?
It doesn't really look like an Olsen twin. She looks more like maybe Marissa from the OC. What's her name?
Okay.
What is her name?
But her name at her age then as well. So I'm not sure what the 97 version of that is. Jennifer Love Hewitt? Someone like that kind of thing.
How old's Joaquin at this time?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He's pretty young, I think.
He's like 13 or something.
He's 3 years away from Gladiator. Three or four years from Gladiator at this point. Yeah, Gladiator's like 2000.
2000, yeah.
Yeah, so Joaquin's like a teen.
Okay.
You got Team Joaquin back in 97.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joaquin's on the scene.
Who else was around then?
Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, he'd be super young.
You could chuck him as one of the kids. Yeah, he looks like the one on the left.
Yeah. And then...
Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
For the black kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, what's this? Why is this really big guy here? That's Kieran Culkin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Kenan Thompson.
He's doing a Kieran Culkin. He's preparing
Kieran
for SNL.
Kieran Culkin's voiceover in post for Kenan Thompson.
Yeah. Maybe Amanda Bynes is one. That sort of crowd.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Lindsay
Lohan's working on this film.
Yeah.
Now, look, the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Robin Williams in this film.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
The elephant everywhere.
Whoa.
The elephant
talk about the elephant in the room. I guess you'll refuse to.
Unfortunately, as we mentioned before, there is a certain someone in Jack 1. Now, we, in present day context, we don't want him in this film.
No.
But if Francis Ford is turning it around quickly at the time, maybe because the Cosby Show's still on at that point, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we don't need to worry about it. He's just too busy to do a sequel back to back.
Yeah.
He got enough time.
Well, he was in the first one. He probably knows it's a bad movie.
And kids are saying some darned things at this point, I think.
Yeah, he's too busy. He's too busy.
Let's just... I reckon that's a nice little out for us.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, we just have to do our due diligence.
Fair enough.
You're talking about the guy who plays the dad, right?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Hannibal Buress' bit about the guy who played the dad in
He was busy in the Cosby Show, It's one of the bit characters.
Cosby's out because he was just a teacher at Jack's school as well, right? He was a tutor.
He was his tutor. He was his home tutor.
There's no reason for him to be back.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Because this Jack...
But Armie
he's not
Hammer is
fast.
In this as a young kid.
Yeah.
Okay, he's one of the little kids.
Yeah, we got Armie Hammer in it.
He gives someone a little nibble on the shoulder at one point. He's like, I like the taste of that.
Well, that could be his power, because we've got to work out...
His power is cannibalism? Okay. yes, you're right. They're all X-Men and women.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at the circus. They do circus things on a, you know, day-to-day basis.
Traveling around.
Yeah, Jack picks up, you know, giant things.
I guess he just walks out,
I'm a big giant man.
Well, he's the headline act. He's the main event. So you're at the circus. It's like the little freak show. All the little Ben Stacks kids are coming out.
Yeah.
You know, levitating or like eating a finger or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then big curtain gets pulled back and there's, oh.
Dick trapeze. Stuff like
I am not a crook.
He's got like a big stool with like barrels of water on it for him to drink.
Oh,
while
he's doing stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just doing his act. Like,
oh, golf. I don't understand it because I'm too big.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Love this.
Oh, bicentennial man.
So then
his bits are just saying the names of movies that he's going to do in the future.
In the future, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. 1 hour photo. Not too long.
Oh, you want to hear an impression of you guys? Look at me. I'm a little ant. I'm a little tiny ant. A little small ant.
So he's doing shit like that.
He's a child, but he's doing stand up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a, I guess, also that just wildly. This is a shit movie that we're making.
Yeah. I guess it's more sort of vaudeville, like he's just up there doing you know, old jokes and stuff.
Yeah, walking on the tight, like going to walk on the tightrope, and then he steps on it and just snaps and goes down. He's like, oh no,
I made it.
I'm trying to do giant Robin Williams too, so it's like but
a bit more rough.
It's pretty fun to do, to be honest. So they're in their traveling circus, and so Madame Benstack isn't like a awful woman. She's like,
no, she's a Professor X.
We're trying to help you kids to get the best, you know, education you can of how to use your skills.
Yeah. Right.
By using them to fight crime from this circus, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so that's the next thing. So the circus is on the road.
Is that what's happening?
The circus travels around.
Yeah. Well, that would happen.
Because his first thing is he sees the
least successful circus of all time because it stays in one place forever.
People just get sick of it.
Yeah. Like,
you going to the circus again this weekend?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go see a movie.
Can't get enough of it. He travels in there on day one when he's left the orphanage.
Yep.
And first of all, he's upset that he's
being exploited.
In a circus.
I'm
a freak. But then he grows to love the circus life for a little bit, right? Because they're in that one spot. And then one day he finds out they're moving. I think it maybe takes him a little while to find out that the circus is a front for crime fighting.
Yep.
So he's settled into his life and he's like, I get to do stand-up every night. And I'm killing.
Yep.
Audiences are coming in. I got this new stuff that's working really well.
All the clowns are like standing at the corner of the thing like smoking, going like, this fucking guy.
They've all drawn sad makeup on.
A full bucket of water and they're like, what am I going to do with it? They're all laughed out already. I'm going to throw this on anyone now.
So how?
Boys, I baked all these cream pies.
Boys, what are you going to do? Eat them? I haven't seen this many cream pies since your mother. Anyway.
So how does he find out that the circus is the front for crime fighting?
I suppose a crime needs to take place that he's going to be the victim of, and then the circus saves him, and then they're like, look, we didn't know if we could trust you. We've got to put everyone through the ringer. Oh, the three ringer. And then they let him in because he, I guess, helps them solve this crime.
I guess so, yeah.
Something like that, maybe. I don't know.
It's absurd of them to think that a giant would not be of an asset to them. Well, because that's why she's gone and adopted him.
Yes. Mm.
So it has to be one day there, he's sitting around thinking it's a day off and like an alarm goes off or something. All the other freaks kind of fly into action and he hasn't been briefed yet. And Mrs. Benstack is like, oh, I thought there'd be a little bit more time to kind of like, you know, relax before we needed to tell you this, but the circus is actually a front for a crime fighting family organization of freaks.
Yeah.
Okay. And so her power, she has a superpower, but it's just spotting freaks. That's her power.
Yeah.
And then
I'm a good scout. I'm a good talent scout.
It's like a night vision camera where she can just look around and see. It's like the heat cameras.
Yeah. And then she looks at the audience and it goes beep 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 beep.
I like if we get a little bit more of an elegant introduction where maybe Jack and one of the other freaks are like going into town to get some food.
Yeah.
And then a crime happens in front of them.
Right.
They naturally jump in to solve it.
Yeah. Right. And he jumps in to help and he's like really helpful. And then they're like, oh that was interesting. Got to talk to Madame Benstack when we get back. And it's sort of, you know, he gets to show off that he's helpful. And he probably sees like one of them do a little freak trick as well.
I think he's, yeah, getting sort of suspicious and, like, at night sometimes they're not there and stuff like that, right? He's in town buying 100 bagels.
Yeah?
And he's the... Because that's one bagel
it's a snack.
For him.
Yeah, it's a snack. Yeah.
And he's pouring them in his mouth.
Pouring, like, M&Ms.
Yeah, like a fucking, like, popcorn and you're joking.
Yeah.
And, but then someone tries to, rob a bank or whatever and he stomps them.
Someone robs the popcorn shop, comes in with a gun.
Sure.
Holds up a giant. But then, yeah, maybe the one he's with, who have we got so far? Kieran Culkin maybe is the Flash and he, like, runs around in circles and steals the guy's gun and bonks him on the head.
Yeah.
And, like, Jack grabs the getaway car before they can leave.
Right, yep.
And they're like, huh, wait. Jack's like, oh, you were really fast there for a second.
So he hasn't seen them do their powers yet. They
not
just
until
kind of
now, yeah.
Partially do them at the circus.
But, yeah, what are they doing at the circus then?
Stuff that's like, maybe one of them can fly, but they do dangerous trapeze stuff and they just,
exactly.
You know.
Right.
They make it look like a trick of the circus, but one has perfect balance and they're the tightrope walker.
Right, and so Jack's...
Sticky feet,
yeah, lizard man.
They're lizard man, yeah. Right. Yeah.
The gecko.
And so Jack's under the impression that they've got him into the circus just because he's really good at stand-up. And it's like, oh, honey, no. It's because you're a giant.
We needed a giant, sorry.
Yeah.
Your superpower is not the stand-up. Tell you that much for sure. Okay, so, yeah, I don't mind that of, like, him organically finding out about it. Because, so, Ben Stack's plan is just to gather them. Some of them don't make it as the superheroes.
No.
Right.
I guess.
They
some
don't have the aptitude for it.
But she they stay working at the circus?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Shoveling the elephant dung.
That's it. I think, and after solving this crime, I think Jack's like, wow, that was quite intense. Oh, I could go a beer. And then he, like, reaches down into a brewery and just grabs the fucking vat.
Yeah.
He's, like, drinking
Someone's
out of it.
Someone's hanging onto it and screaming.
Yeah.
He's, like, giant at that point. But then,
like,
he just walks down the street and he's 9 feet tall.
They're so happy. They're so happy to have solved the crime. And, someone out behind them is like, you're going to pay for that entire brewery?
Yeah.
Put it on my tab. Like, that's not how fucking works.
You wouldn't know about a tab. You're 10.
You didn't leave a credit card. So, like, we can't. Yeah. What do you think a tab is?
What is a tab?
And the camera just stays. Jack's walked away and it stays far away from this guy. He's like, this is unbelievable behavior.
You just hear the boom. Boom! Yeah. Jack's footsteps in
I
the background.
I know that you work at the circus. They have a giant and you're the only giant.
You're probably going to leave town before you even come back and pay the tab.
You've ruined my life here. This is my entire brewery that you just either drank. You killed someone. I don't even know who yet, but this whole place is a family to me.
And then
come
we just
back,
cut to
Jack.
The next scene.
And so Jack solves a crime. They find out he's in the disposition of a crime solver and they bring him into the fold.
Yep. Yep.
And maybe that's when you go below the circus and there's an underground. I would love for there to be an underground
base. How can a traveling circus have an underground base?
Big dig thing.
Maybe they always put the tent up over the top of, like, the entrance to the sewerage.
Yeah.
And there's an underground sewer tunnel system.
I think Rodney's traveling ahead of where the circus is going to be. And he's doing recon and
he's
doing
digging
a
giant
setup.
Hole.
Yeah.
He's digging a big hole.
Yeah. I guess we could also just have a second tent that is the superhero tent. And he's never been in there and he's always wondered what's in there.
Yeah, there's nothing in there. It's just storage.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, that's the tent for nothing.
Yeah, it's a big tent full of nothing. Right?
It's a practice tent.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case the other one blows away.
That
so
tent.
We've got a second one.
Yeah.
No, you're looking at the wrong tent. Never mind. So he's always just ignoring the tent. But then he gets to go in and superhero stuff. And you've got Flying Kid, you've got Gecko Kid, you've got a kid who can turn into 40 people, and so he keeps getting out of the car as the clown, because he can,
clown
like, clone
kid.
Himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
The clown cloner.
Yeah.
The clown clone.
The clone clown.
Yep. Okay. And Kieran
and
Culkin's
French
fast
and his
man.
Name's Gaulier.
Yep.
Yes. Gaulier.
So, yeah.
You've
like
got fast man.
Mm-hmm.
The runner. They
the
call
runner.
The runner.
Mm-hmm.
You got Gecko, you got Flyer. What else do you have at the circus that could turn into a superpower?
Oh, what if one of the animals is actually like a sentient person?
Don't mind that.
Like
that's cool.
They've got a bear.
Yeah.
But it's a person.
Barry.
Barry.
Bear. You sent Barry? He's like, no, Barry.
Yep.
Is that Barry. Barry or Bear? No, not Bear. Barry.
Barry.
My name is Barry, like a
B-E-R-R-Y. It's unrelated to either of the things that you thought it might have been.
It's just my name.
Yeah.
Happens to go like, but I do like salmon.
There's a carny guy who's like running the roller coaster or whatever, and his actual power is that he can control machines.
Because
he's like, he's not pulling the lever to start, though. He's actually just doing that with his mind.
Yes. That's pretty good. Yeah. Don't mind that at all.
That's great. Okay.
And he's real creepy. He's real lecherous.
Yeah.
Jack's got a weird vibe on him from day one.
Okay. He's always controlling fuck machines. He's the guy who invented those vibrators that can communicate with Bluetooth over a distance. He's like just a fucking huge creep all the time.
we got fun machines here, but there are some other fun machines that I like to use.
He's always controlling like the fans underneath the grates in the city to blow up people's skirts.
Well, he stops the roller coasters halfway so he can look up people's women's tops.
And that's how he endears himself to Jack early on. He's like, yo, kid, check this out. And then he's like, there's a woman there with her handbag, and the handbag just starts going... And she's mortified. Yeah. And Jack are just
she takes out an electric razor. Oh, you found out.
So,
okay, pervy kind of guy who can control machines.
Yeah. A sort of you know, rogues gallery of people at the circus.
Yes.
Who were all solving crimes. And then I guess they have to sit down and go, all right, that crime you saw in the city, Jack, robbing the popcorn store or whatever it was.
Yes.
It's just one in a spate, in a long series of crimes we've been traveling the country trying to solve that we think they're all controlled by the one person. We don't know, blah, blah. Here's a alternate force that is led by Jack's sister. We later find out. We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the,
do we like that?
In the breast pocket of one of the robbers, they were wearing a suit, apparently.
Yeah.
Was a card that just had, like, a Joker on it? No, that's... I'm trying to think of Jay stuff, because her name's Jill.
Right. Maybe,
Jill.
A J.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but it's like, well, his name's Jack Jr.
Yeah.
But maybe that could be a good thing to sort of throw suspicion on him a little bit, make them sort of a bit...
Maybe.
Sus on him.
So how much do we know about this guy?
Right.
What do we know about him? We killed his mother. Well, that's not good.
Yeah. If anything, one of the worst possible things.
Real terrible. Bad.
That terrible. Freaks me out, actually. Yeah. This guy's upskirting people, and it's the 90s, so that's funny.
Yeah.
But killing your mother's always been bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't love that.
So maybe it is a J, and it's like, well, this is a bit of a mystery, but we found a bunch of these on all these seemingly random criminals. Mm-hmm. They're all connected. We think it's some organization.
Yeah.
Some kind.
Okay.
Right?
So there's a J on the card, and they're like, we need to find J. We've been looking for J forever.
And he's like, oh, my name starts with J.
And they're like, yeah, we know. We thought it was you, cunt.
Yeah.
But then you stopped it, so probably not.
But we're still a little bit of unsure.
Looking for a J. Oh, Cheech and Chong.
And so...
Can't help himself.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the second card. It's the 420 of... fucking
the 420 of
like clubs? Roasts something, some kind of weed thing, leaves.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh yeah.
420
yeah.
of leaves. Oh, oh, I'm not a quick all the time, but I'm giant. So he's in that thing, and then they show him security footage of here's what we know from all of the other crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've always been robbing these places.
Robin.
Oh, good name. Oh. And then...
Oh, big nipples.
There's like a flash of someone flying past the screen at all times. Or like fuzzy or blurred. But he's like squinting at it and he's like, something about this rings a bell.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a kid up the back who's like, that's my power. Ding. And they're like, shut up, Belly. You're never useful.
You say Barry? No.
No, Belly.
Belly.
Barry's useful all the time. He's a fucking bear. He scratches people. He sniffs out, you know, if there's a tree, he can rub himself against it. Belly does nothing.
He's torn multiple people limb from limb.
Yeah.
What have you done, Belly?
And then there's another guy in the corner who's just like a big guy played by Chris Farley. And he's like, did you say Belly? And I'm like, no, not you, Belly. You're funny, and like we bounce stuff off of you and jump up you like a trampoline sometimes. It's a bad bell. Bell hyphen Y.
Yeah.
And then Belly's like, ding, ding, ding. Sorry.
I'm excited to put up the first episode of this where there won't be comments going, I'd love to actually see this movie that you've come up with.
This is a bad movie.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. People would want to see Belly, though.
And at that point, at this point, we've had a pretty... interesting journey, I think, of
yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Jack's little brother destroying his mother from the inside out.
Yep.
and then getting taken to an orphanage where he's made to perform at a circus, mm-hmm. and then later on, through solving a crime himself,
yep.
finds out that it is indeed a team of crime fighters with yep. superpowers.
Not a terrible origin story for a superhero.
No. Not the worst one.
Pretty and then in line.
He's looking at footage of these crimes that they've been trying to solve, and he recognizes it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know from where.
I just get a vibe. There's yeah. something about this.
Just scratching a memory at the back of his head and well, put his finger on it. And he can put his finger on just about anything.
When he's gone to the orphanage,
yeah,
what's happened to, like...
That's the thing.
Yeah. Oh,
do we set that up? Do we have him? Do we sort of show early on her being split up from him? Or
I imagine that would be left... until we see her, and then a flashback.
She talks about, okay,
yeah.
sort of thing, I would say. Yeah, because mate, she gets knocked into the sewers after he comes out. Like a shard of bone goes through the dad.
Yeah.
But she's gotten knocked out of the hospital, down blah, 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 some stairs or something like that.
No, I think it's just she's in the room and she's like, ah! And then we just cut to the next. Yeah. We just don't see what
happens. We just don't know her backstory. She's like, yeah. I was separated from you.
Yeah.
Leave it vague.
Yeah.
That's maybe
better. She can explain it later, but we just don't show it at the start.
She could be knocked into the sewers and grow up like the penguin. I'm just talking about the penguin.
Yeah.
So yeah, she just has unknown backstory.
Yeah.
And I guess Jack now starts going on missions with them, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Going to like, hey, we've got to solve, if there's something that's way too high up, can you go grab it? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what Giant Man really has to offer.
They take him on a couple where it's like, someone has to crawl through a grate, or it's like, you know, stealth is the name of the game, and they're like, we fucked this. We shouldn't have brought you along.
Shouldn't just wait at the front.
We got to learn.
We left the invisible boy at home because we couldn't find him. But honestly, he would have been so useful here. But he's like, maybe so...
I'm behind you.
I heard the whole thing. He's grabbing people out of burning buildings.
Yeah.
Of course.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing a disguise, of course.
Just a mask over his eyes. Yeah. But everyone's like, who's that?
Yeah.
He's grabbing the Lolita Express out of the air.
Oh, nice. He snaps it open and eats Jeffrey Epstein.
We cut to like Matt Groening's on there getting a massage. Like,
it's just a massage.
Tragically, today, Bill Gates, Matt Groening, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton all died.
Oh, well, at least the currently known about terrible bills are all dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a sequel to Jack. But so... The J cards are keeping showing up.
Yeah, yes. Yep.
And Robin Williams is just sure he knows what this is about every time he sees this J.
Yep.
And everyone's like, yeah, it's the letter J.
It's the letter J. It's the start of your name. He's like, that's
something
right.
more to it, though, I reckon.
But
oh, it's a familiar J. Oh, it's the Tonight Show. Oh.
Now, Robin, it's great to have you here. I mean, Jack.
So, at
you think, yes, you heard about this tall man.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy.
He's looking up at him and he's like, oh, can I get a booster seat here?
You heard about this? You seen this? I mean, you've probably seen a lot of things from up there.
People give me a hard time about the size of my chin. So
Eubanks is loving that one.
He's got this like fucking 8 meter long bass that he's running down to go.
At the end of the interview, we just see Jack Jr. playing that bass really easily.
It looks like a mandolin.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess he's becoming a sensation.
Sure.
He's famous. Yeah, of course.
But so
one of the crimes, right? There's going to be like someone gets away. Right?
The sister has, right?
Yeah, like, she runs around a corner.
Costume disguise.
Yeah, she takes off the mask. It's the sister.
Yeah.
And then flashback, right? This is when we explain why this sister is doing these crimes.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. So to the audience, and Jack still doesn't know?
To the audience, right. Yes.
So, okay, she just gets away.
Yeah.
And then we know it's the sister. We show the older actress's face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then match cut to...
Exactly.
Child, girl... And now we have to figure out what her backstory is.
Yes.
Now, I guess maybe that traumatic experience is what gives her her power. It's the first time her power happens.
Yeah.
And her power could be something like teleportation.
Yeah.
And so she accidentally teleports herself to like some school of fighting.
What if her power is shrinking?
It could be. The
right?
opposite.
Opposite?
Yes.
The yin to the yang.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That tends to be either that or it's the exact same power.
So if she shrinks down and she's like, help, doctors, help. And they're like, where'd the little girl go?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. I've had to spend my entire life getting totally overlooked.
Yeah, you've always made me feel small, but now being small makes me feel big. Yep. And she shrinks down and, you know, steals money from banks and things like that.
Somehow.
Yeah. Well, so that maybe that's what the security cameras always are. They're like, we've got security footage and we never see anybody there.
Yeah.
And the Invisible Man's like, don't look at me. And Rodney Dangerfield's like, hey, we can if we try. They're and like, how did you get in here? There's a locked door.
And the sister is played by Robin Williams.
Oh,
Mrs.
shit.
Mrs. Doubtfire. So he's gotten a taste for it doing Very Doubtfire. Nice. He's this... like, fire up the wigs and the bosom again.
This is Jack and Jill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Sandler stole. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So
you were going to say Sandler stole it?
Yeah. It's a remake.
That's actually great as well, because running around the corner, taking the mask off, you see Robin Williams.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you know, well, I guess I don't need to do it, Robina, because Robin is. But there's Robin Williams
with
a wig and shit again. Love that.
Yeah. That's why. So it's like, yeah, people, the cops are coming after.
One is giant, one
Jack's
is shrinking.
Been doing it.
Yeah.
And so we go on the hunt, we go on the chase,
mm-hmm.
looking for this person. And I guess at some point, either Jill attacks the X-Men.
Yep.
Or we run into Jill. But Jack and Jill have to have some sort of confrontation, right?
Yeah. But yep. I think first, you're right, Tommy. At one point, Jill does get caught on camera, and they do see it's the face of Robin Williams, and the cops are like, this Jack guy's been doing all the crimes. Jack has to go on the run.
Right.
Mm. Right?
Mm. Okay, but how does he hide?
That's a great question.
He swims off into the ocean, and he's sitting on an old oil rig or something like that.
He's at like the edge of like the big dam thing. Tommy Lee Jones is there, and he's like...
Yeah.
And he just steps off. He just steps off into a puddle.
I didn't do it. He's like smashing through this dam and Tommy Jones, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
I don't care.
Blonde man.
That's good.
But
so
then,
maybe
he just sort of, he's like waist deep and he wades away from the
so
dam.
So Jill didn't necessarily know that Jack was doing all this shit, because in this universe, people can't recognize him with the mask on.
Right.
Yep.
His mask comes off the first time they have a confrontation when he's stopping a bank robbery that she's doing.
Yeah. But only she sees it, because
she sees
he
him.
Thinks the room is empty because she's shrunk down. Yeah.
Or he like somehow fights her for a little bit. She runs away. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because she takes it off. That's his. So she knows that she can out him by showing her face with a fake beard and shit on her face.
Over the top of her.
Her fake wig and everything.
Yeah. Which is real in the context of the film, but yes.
And that's how we get her on film, is she's deliberately showing it to be like, well, now they can get rid of my brother who I hate.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he gets the double reaction of like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if he's on the run then, because everyone sort of suspects him, maybe the circus turns on him because they're like, well, you can shrink. And he's like, I swear I can't. And they're like, well, that's your face there, isn't it? And he's like, maybe someone can mimic someone. And they're like, maybe someone can mimic someone. See, they can. Well, the danger feels like, oh, well, that's pretty good, kid.
But then, he goes on the run. Rodney's like, or someone's like, Jack's on the lamb. And Rodney's like, it'll have to be a pretty big lamb. All right.
Oh, the lamb. I feel bad for that lamb's chiropractor. Oh.
More like a fully grown sheep. Okay.
How much mint jelly are we going to need to cover that one?
Whoa.
Get the tanker ready.
And so he's out in the ocean, I guess, is the only place he can
hide.
He
wades into the ocean.
Swims off, sitting on like an oil derrick.
Exactly. Well, he's sitting on a like defunct oil rig in the middle of the ocean, like it's a little stool.
And he's like, what the fuck? That was my face.
Mm.
And
this is when maybe a song starts playing that has been commissioned specific. You know, this is Sting's hit, where it's like the music video is just like clips from the movie of Jack sitting on the
and
oil
rig. And I don't want the world to see me.
Yeah, in this
is before Godzilla, so. I think that was what that was.
No, that's City of Angels.
Yeah, City of Angels.
Right.
It is,
City of Angels. But they get Goo Goo Dolls had that one kicking around already.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we've got to, obviously, we're going to give it to the Francis Ford Coppola movie.
Right. Yeah. We want to get nominated for an Oscar. Every band wants that.
There is a like weirdly sincere song in Jack.
Yes.
So that plays there. And so what we need now is a way for Robin Williams to figure out that it was his sister.
Yes.
And to go to her to fight her.
Yep. And for obviously the Beanstalks to like lend a hand.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
The Beanstalks, he needs to clear his name with the Beanstalks. Yes. You're right. Yeah. Or the Beanstalks.
The Beanstalks.
So either he has Kieran Culkin friend Beanstalk comes and finds him on the oil rig and it's like, how you doing, Jack? It's like, how'd you find me?
Jack.
Hey.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I know what's going on with you, Jack. You're my friend. Yeah. And I'm here for you. I don't think that was you. He's like, oh, look like me. Even I'm starting to doubt it. Well, I actually have the power of omnipotence.
Yep.
So secretly, I'm God. So, yeah.
My real name is Deus Ex Machina. That's my actual name. Yeah. So, I know exactly what's
that should be stupid.
We
should be the name of the guy who controls machines.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
But he does not come in to help at the end.
Yeah. So maybe.
So Jack's sitting on this oil rig and he's like, you know, he thinks he's out in the middle of the ocean. The oil rig just slowly starts moving towards the shore. And then the machine brain guy's there. He somehow knew he was there and he's like dragging the oil rig towards him.
Here's how. Hmm? He was in control of the security cameras when they got Jack's face on. Yes. And he upskirted Jill. And he's like, I know that wasn't you, Jack. Because I looked up that skirt.
And I saw your sister's pussy.
Yeah. That's how he knows.
Okay.
So machine guy comes.
Yeah.
It's like, well, thank God you're such a fucking pervert,
okay,
dude.
So he is a Deus Ex Machina.
He is.
Yeah, okay.
He
could...
All right. Okay, so luckily that guy, Kieran Culkin, doesn't help him, but he's like, I trust you.
Who's playing slimy brain guy?
I'd love Buscemi to
play. I was thinking Buscemi too.
Yes.
That sounds perfect to me.
I was just doing a bit of upskirting and I noticed it wasn't you.
I happened to upskirt, you know, I was thinking, hey, I can upkilt you, but I upskirted this girl instead and that's Jill's pussy, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, it's my sister. That's disgusting. And then he punches the guy into the dirt.
Yeah.
Because he's like, fuck you, man. But
and everyone laughs.
Yeah. Now I've got to go get my sister and find out why she's become a supervillain. Yep. So here's my pitch for this bit.
Okay.
She's been leaving these cards with the J around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We go to the sister. Jack and Jill have a confrontation. He's like, why did you do it? And she's like, you don't know what it's about, Jack. Stay out of this. You weren't there for me my whole life. So why are you here for me now? Get out of here. And he's like, no, I need to finish this. Ba-boom. He's big.
Yep.
And he's like, you left those J cards around. She's like, yeah. He's like, J's for Jill. She goes, no.
No.
Jack, J is for Jell-O pudding.
Oh.
And out of the shadows walks forward Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Okay. We haven't cast him yet. He's not billed.
Yeah.
Well, he is. But he is the real villain, and he took Jill in after she went missing because he loved Jack, the original Jack, and he's mad at New Jack for killing the mom and the dad, who he knew as well.
Friends of his.
And the real world context of this happening is FFC observed Cosby doing some crook shit on the set.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, and he's like, no one will believe this. He's America's dad.
Uh-huh.
And so he thinks this, you know, he's kind of basically doing what Hannibal was. He's like, this is an open secret. I'm just going to try and put this out there publicly.
And he writes this script.
But because it's so rushed, he's like, he has to film it all out of order. So Bill Cosby comes, he doesn't even really know what he's filming. You know, it's just like, it's such a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
It's all sort of done out of sequence.
Yeah.
Cosby sort of has no real context for what he's doing. And then that's Francis Ford Coppola going like, this is me getting the message out about this monster.
Because the dialogue that he writes for Cosby to go like, hey, Jack, I got you, is like, I've been doing all this crook shit all along, Jack.
I've been drugging women and raping them.
And Bill, yep. It's just really laid out there. Yeah. People are like, wow, what a crazy twist.
Yeah.
And then like 15 years later, they're like, Oh, I got to rewatch The Godfather Part 3. I don't know if there's more shit somewhere. And so he comes out and has this really weird speech.
Yeah.
And the whole time it's cutting back to Robin Williams, and Francis Ford Coppola was worried that people wouldn't find the scene like likable. So he's gone, just do something, Robin. We'll film and you just go.
Yeah.
So this admission from Bill Cosby is intercut with Robin Williams going like, you ever thought about how a bus is just a long car? You know, if you stretch out a car, maybe that's all a bus is. Do all the cars make fun of buses? Because he kind of knows what's going on here.
Right. So he's not reacting. He's not like going, put a pill in a drink. Oh, like a Baraka. Oh, give you a beanie bounce.
Maybe he does a couple of
Yeah.
Oh, most of the people take him to wake up from a hangover, but this is crazy.
Yep.
That sort of thing. Rodney Dangerfield's in the corner as well. You're doing the same exact fucking thing.
Three of the great comedians of all time just going at it.
This is like that Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, Ricky Gervais special.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just an early, it's a proto version of talking comedy.
Yes. And at this bit, like a bunch of like Gilbert Gottfried walks in. Yes. He does an Aristocrats. This scene that goes fucking shit.
Saget's in there.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to pitch for earlier when we see Robin Williams doing stand up at the circus. I think that routine, that's 50 minutes of the film because Robin Williams was going to be doing, in order to film this so quickly after Jack,
right.
He's had to give up a bunch of like stand up stuff that he was going to be filming.
Yeah.
So that's contractually the only way they can get him in is like, okay, I'll do it as long as I can wedge the special into.
Yes. I'm
so
comfortable with that.
This is a 50-minute stand-up set that's just what would have been one of his live dates. Special at the time, yeah.
And maybe that's how he beats Cosby, is that, they always told him that his power was being giant, not the stand-up. The stand-up was just how you filled your time at the circus.
Yep.
But then he's like, for whatever reason, Bill Cosby also has a superpower, but it's that he dies if he hears a good enough joke.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's a hell of a power.
That's why he's always weakness. Trying to make other people laugh, is to hide.
But he's not playing himself.
No.
He's a tutor.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
He's Jack's tutor.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Well, maybe he just kills him. He just squashes him.
He just says... I'm not going to do a Cosby, but he just says like, you know, I'm
hope not.
I'm mad. That'll
ruin this podcast.
This is going well for us, Ben. Yeah. Don't you dare.
Cosby's like, look, I love that family. You know, I loved those parents. I love Jack. I knew him well.
Yep.
You know, and I hate you. And Robin Williams is like, well, I'm Jack Jr. and you don't know this Jack. And he kills him.
You kill Mrs. Powell. You're no Jack Powell. And he's like, you're right.
Mm.
I'm Jack Benstack.
Yeah.
He's like, did you say Beanstalk?
Beanstalk?
Because you are Jack. No, Benstack. It's a coincidence. Did someone say Barry?
Yep.
Leans his head. So no stand-up off, no Gilbert Gottfried. But I like that. You fuck you. And then he just squashes him.
Yeah.
That's his power. And the sister's like, look, I know you didn't mean to kill Mom. You were getting born at the time.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
It's not your fault.
He squashes him on his foot and then he lifts it up and says, anyone for Jell-O pudding?
Don't mind that.
Because it's just a smashed man.
Love it. Love it.
You're going to need one hell of a doctor. Huxtable.
And then he looks at the camera.
Yeah. And then like says a third one and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Just not enough time to edit.
Frankie. People checking their watches.
Yeah.
Get us out of here.
But they've got him. He goes back to the circus and he's like, hey, here's how everything happened. Mrs. Benstack is like, I'm sorry.
What about the sister? You. She's just like, oh.
She forgives him, I would imagine, and comes to the circus with him. So they get to be brother and sister again.
Yeah. But why does she get turned around? Because she's like been doing all these crimes.
Bill Cosby's been in her ear the whole time going like, oh, he killed your parents. And then Jack at the time is like, I didn't kill him. I wish I'd have had a mum and dad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel horrible every day for exploding my mother and putting a shard of her bone through my father's head, which killed him as well.
Yes.
And I don't know why I had to have known the details even. But I was written a letter years after the fact where someone explained it to me with photographs.
The bone shard was a real feature.
They put part of it in the letter in a little plastic baggie. I was like, why do you still... But anyway, I'm sorry. And she's like, you know what? Damn, you're right.
It wasn't your fault.
And so maybe she even shrinks down and helps kill Bill Cosby in some
Jack.
Way. She shrinks down, gets inside Bill Cosby's drink. He drinks her, and then she goes back big inside of him.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, be careful, we're leaving a drink unattended, you fucking cunt.
And then she also says, anyone for Jell-O pudding?
and then he stomps him as well. Yeah.
Okay,
great.
So she ends up taking out her former master.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
We go back to the circus. Everyone's, sorry, Jack. Hey, it's all right. We'll keep performing. And I guess the last scene is them performing at the circus and then 34 more minutes of Robin Williams stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Because he did do very, very long shows.
Yeah.
The credits just roll over his stand-up. And then the stand-up goes for another, 25 minutes after
they roll at the start. You get all the fucking logos and shit during minute 7 of the stand-up.
So the post-credit scene is stand-up.
And the first 50 minutes, he's kind of rewritten that he could do it as Jack. But that last half hour, it's just Robin Williams.
It's just like characters from the news.
He's talking about I filmed Popeye, he's just Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And then post credits, post stand up scene, Big Clifford the Red Big Dog.
Big Clifford the Red Big Dog. And then
Big Clifford some the other, Red Big Dog.
Some other big giant thing. Villain.
Yeah, who's giant?
Yeah, what's a big thing?
I guess Ant-Man, but he's also small.
And we've stolen Ant-Man to be Jack and Jill.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, from Big. He's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He has a... It's very similar
when
to Jack.
When did Big come out?
Oh, earlier than that, I think. Right? Late 80s or 90 or something like
early
that?
Early 90s. Yeah. Probably late 80s.
I think late 80s. It's young Tom Hanks.
Because it's pre-Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Which is what I call a plain salada.
Yep.
Or just... Or a
84
cow,
minutes
a
of
cow's udder.
Like yeah.
Because, I mean, that's interesting because Big is a similar thing. It's like a guy growing up to look like an adult, but he's still a kid.
That's true. But
great.
I also love
Jack
Francis
is just like biological Big.
Yeah.
I love that Francis Ford Coppola, he's like, he realizes that he's fucked Jack One, which is why he does this.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's just betting the farm. He's like, now this is going to be a monster smash. So yeah. Better set up the third one at the end of this.
Yeah. He's made a stand-up special in the middle of it, like how Scorsese did a band film.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
So,
and then assuming, is it Penny Marshall who directed Big? He's like, yeah, it'll be fine to just get Tom Hanks
from Big. He didn't clear it with anybody. No. And so it means that the movie gets pulled from theaters.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so orphan kills his parents, goes off to the orphanage, gets taken by traveling circus / superheroes, finds out that the supervillain was his sister, goes back to fight her. Turns out Bill Cosby was behind it the whole time because he was mad about Jack killing his friends.
But really it's Francis Ford Coppola trying to blow the whistle on him being a sexual assaulter.
Yep. And then everybody goes home just fucking furious.
Yeah. Yep.
Until they watch 90 minutes of great stand-up.
Yeah, they're like, you know what?
With funny voices and jokes about George W. Bush and the WMDs.
Not even, We're still talking Clinton playing saxophone.
Yeah, it's true.
Or Bush Sr.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, hell yeah.
But some real bullshit stand-up at the end of this movie. Fucking...
A great time in history.
A masterpiece.
Yeah. Well, we did it. We riffed out the entire plot of Jack and the Ben Stacks.
Yep.
And now here's the trailer that you'll be seeing pretty soon at the multiplex.
After Jack. It plays after that film.
Yep.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy.
Ooh, I'm growing. Ooh, I'm growing very, very fast. Ooh.
Who very quickly became a big boy indeed.
Oh, oh, what's this? A mosquito or a Boeing 747? Oh.
When old Mrs. Ben Stacks adopted Jack Jr. from the orphanage, Jack Jr. thought he'd found a new family at her circus.
Hey, kid, you stick with me? I'll show you a trick. It's called upskirting, and it's really cool.
But what secrets lie under Big Top Number 2? And who is the mysterious criminal codenamed Jay? Featuring Robin Williams as Jack Jr.
Oh, what's this? Oh, a lamppost or a toothpick?
Steve Buscemi.
Sometimes you just need a paycheck, you know?
Kieran Culkin.
I'm still a child, but I guess I sound like an adult.
And introducing Fluffy the Elephant. Jack and the Ben Stacks. Now coming to theaters soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.